Just off I-40 and Highway 69 north of Chakotah sits the small town of Rentiesville. The historic black town of just 99 people includes the Oklahoma Blues Hall of Fame in an old bar which opened in 1936.
So there's Jimmy Ellis. He lived in Tulsa for years.
The current owner, Selby Minner, gives us a tour of the place originally opened by the grandmother of blues great D.C. Minner, Selby's husband.
Oh, here's Larry's picture.
A display on one wall holds pictures of the 71 inductees to the Hall of Fame over the past 10 years. Although D.C. died in 2008, Selby has kept the Hall of Fame going, as well as the annual Dusk Till Dawn Festival, which has been around for the past 23 years during Labor Day weekend. Oklahoma blues musicians have played with legends like Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Cab Calloway, and Billie Holiday. And many Oklahomans have become legends themselves, like Charlie Christian, Jimmy Rushing, Jimmy Liggins, Lowell Fulson, Roy Milton, Elvin Bishop, and Jimmy Nolan. So why doesn't Oklahoma blues get the respect it deserves? Selby's got a few theories.
Well, number one, we don't have the PR that a lot of other states have in general. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't, because this is such a diverse state. There's 11 different topographies here. There are people here from all over the nation. It was settled by people that had a lot of sense of adventure, and it was never supposed to be a state, so we got a late start.
But Larry O'Dell with the Oklahoma Historical Society says the mix of cultures makes Oklahoma blues special.
You had American Indian, you had the African American, but the white population from the north and land runs, they came from Kansas, and then Southerners came up from Texas and Arkansas. So you kind of have a line across Oklahoma where in that you have all these different people mingling, which is all kinds of different music. And I think that's one reason why Oklahoma has such a unique music tradition.
In fact, Oklahoma City musician and band leader Hart Wan published the first blues song on sheet music called Dallas Blues. At her home in Oklahoma City, Dorothy Ellis, also known as Miss Blues, plays a version of it on her computer. For 70 years, Miss Blues has performed what she calls a style of music unique to America and Oklahoma.
I think that we should celebrate just because it's there, and it's the one thing that we can call our own in America. What else we got that nobody else's hand haven't been in?
Miss Blues started singing the blues when she was 8 years old and has always believed it started in Oklahoma. She was inducted into the Hall of Fame in Rentiesville back in 2004. She says she loves the fact that the Hall of Fame is an old drinking establishment.
It's in a juke joint. Everybody else got real pretty place. We got this juke joint. And it's housing where the blues started, in a juke joint.
Another theory on why Oklahoma doesn't get the respect it deserves for its contribution to blues is a lack of an established music scene like Memphis. But a local group, Watermelon Slim and the Workers, wants to change that. Norman resident and bassist Cliff Belcher says the band recently returned from a festival in Finland, and the last four albums have received worldwide attention.
That we recorded all four of these albums, that we have so far 16 nominations and one Album of the Year and Band of the Year at 2008 Blues Music Awards. That was all recorded here in Norman, Oklahoma.
Watermelon Slim, Miss Blues, and Selby Minner are all performing over the three-day Labor Day weekend Dusk Till Dawn Festival in Rentiesville. Selby says the family-friendly event showcasing true Oklahoma blues at its roots.
You didn't get on this festival unless you were really doing blues. This is kind of an alternative festival because it's really more about the blues tradition from this region than about the hottest new act out on the circuit, you know, because I don't have the money to get them anyway.
Several other groups are working to bring blues back at the end of August with the Mayor's Blues Festival in Medicine Park and Arcadia's Blues Festival. There's also a free event on blues culture in our state at the Oklahoma History Center on August 28th.
They call it Stormy Monday. Lord, but Tuesday's just as bad.
In Oklahoma City, I'm Michael Cross, KOSU News.